Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome to Gunner and Cheyenne On Demand in episode number 34 of the Gunner and Cheyenne After Show podcast. A little ACM recap. Well, more of a gripe session.
It's definitely a gripe. I got much more irritated than I thought I was going to.
About the co-entertainers of the year at this year's ACMs, which were last night on CBS on Wednesday night. And then we jump into producer JP's top three to me. Something about a chicken nugget pillow.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
All right. And men can get saggy boobs, too. Okay. Who knew?
And there was one more thing. What was the other one? Saggy boobs, chicken nugget.
And what people miss about office life.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Yeah. All that is coming at you right now in episode number 34 of the Gunner and Cheyenne After Show podcast. Enjoy.
I want to introduce you to my good friends. I'll make it fast. This is the Gunner and Cheyenne After Show podcast. What will be discussed? I have no clue. From haircuts to movies to new tattoos. It's on demand anytime, so catch the broadcast.
It's the Gunner and Cheyenne After Show podcast.
You're not a fan of the co-entertainer of the year, huh?
I'm not at all. I feel like it's a participation trophy.
I don't know, man. I'm with you on that. And you had mentioned that Carrie Underwood and Thomas Rhett, who were co-entertainers of the year at last night's ACMs, should get an award for acting.
Best actors. Because can you imagine how pissed off they were? Because in ACM history, that's never happened. So now, it's the first time it's ever happened. It's 2020. Now you're pissed off.
Has Carrie ever won Entertainer of the Year for anything?
Yes. She's officially as of yesterday, she's a three-time Entertainer of the Year ACM winner. She's the only female.
Her first Entertainer of the Year with ACM. I remember last November, the CMAs.
Oh, yeah.
Big old to-do when Garth got the Entertainer of the Year.
Mm-hmm.
And she was snubbed.
Agree, yeah.
You think that played into this or no?
I definitely think it does.
Because that was November. This was supposed to be April. Mm-hmm. So the results of this were locked up,
In
April, and only brought out yesterday to reveal all the winners in the ACMs.
I think it's a political move, but
I don't know. With as many radio stations and label representatives and programmers and whoever has a ballot to vote, that there was an equal amount of Thomas Rhett and Carrie Underwood, especially, I mean, Eric Church.
Yeah, who had his Double Down tour last year. Do people just forget that? He did 2 days at every show he did.
Luke Combs.
He's Luke Combs. He doesn't need any, he's like the next Garth. He's just fantastic.
They should have just gave him all an award.
I know. Here you go. We couldn't decide this year. Good job.
What was the tweet? There was a tweet that somebody said that it's like the World Series. Just allow both teams to win.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what we're going to see next.
Yeah.
It just blows my mind. And what's even more interesting is that even after, people go, well, if you didn't like it, then you should have casted your votes. Like when the Kelsey Ballerini got snubbed for CMA noms this year, right? I saw a lot of tweets about people going, this should be, it should show you that if you are able to vote, to put in your opinion, you need to do that. Because if you go, I'm not going to do it, there's 1,000 other people who are going to vote for this.
Yeah.
Yeah. But every other person is thinking that. So,
dude, so if it was a tie, so there's, I guarantee not every single person turned in their ballot.
Right.
That has an ACM ballot. So there's one person that maybe was on vacation, that forgot about it.
Mm-hmm.
And probably was like, oh, crap, I was supposed to send that in. Oh, well.
Yeah, exactly.
And that person could have broke the tie in the Entertainer of the Year category.
And they could have. And that's why voting for award shows, for elections, why it's so important. Because you could be that deciding factor. Just because you're one person doesn't mean you're not going to make a difference.
Now, it is in the rules, the ACM rules, that mm-hmm. if there is a tie, the award goes to both people. But if you're the ACM, Entertainer of the Year is the biggest category.
Yes.
Right? If it was anything else, like Musical Event of the Year, okay, fine. You know, do that. But I mean, this is the biggest category in the ACMs.
Yeah.
Why can't you do a last call for ballots?
Mm-hmm.
Somebody that forgot to do it. You're gonna open it up because there's a tie in one of the categories. If you didn't get your ballot in, we need the ballot in.
Agreed.
Right? Or to eliminate all those ballots and do a new ballot and have that brought in. And then if it's a tie again, okay, fine.
Then it's justified.
Legitimate, right?
Yeah.
But I think there should have been a follow-up something for forgotten ballots or something, right?
Yeah.
Don't just go with what was turned in by the deadline and go with that and then go, oh, it's a tie.
Yeah, you can't do that with Entertainer of the Year. I am not happy with it.
Nah.
It is very frustrating to see that because artists put a lot of time into their tours and to what they're doing, and to be tied for somebody for something so big, it blows my mind that the Academy was even okay with it.
Yeah.
No.
I don't know. It's what was that one tweet? The gal that was upset over at Lattes and Castles. Of course they had to make the ACM Awards Entertainer a tie and make sure a man still won. Couldn't let a well-deserving, hardworking woman have it this year on her own.
See, and I don't agree with that.
That's a little extreme.
Yeah.
But there was it the CMAs or was it ACMs last year where there was no female in the Entertainer of the Year category?
That would have been the ACMs because Carrie Underwood got lost last year in the CMAs.
Remember that whole to-do?
Yeah, I do because Miranda Lambert said, she came out and said, oh, of course, there's no women in that category and it goes to all men. But, you know, when you look at what happened in that year and you compare who was nominated to who wasn't, all of the men in that category were so deserving. And I think that's what people forget is it's not about, you know, oh, Luke Bryan has had 23 number ones. It's not about that. It's what Luke Bryan did in the year previous leading up to the award show. There's so much that goes into it.
So Carrie had, what was she have? She had her Cry Pretty tour?
Yeah.
Was it Cry Pretty?
Mm-hmm.
And Thomas Rhett had a Center Point Road tour.
Right.
But like you pointed out, Eric Church had his Double Down tour where he did two different shows. Back to back.
And he did songs that he did, and it was two different shows.
Yeah.
It wasn't if you went to night one, you're going to see the same show on night two. Two completely different sets.
And, you know, looking at the two that won, the co-winners of the Entertainer of the Year, you know, because, like I said, radio folk vote on this,
mm-hmm.
right? And I often think that maybe it's the relationship the artist has with that particular radio station or that particular programmer, right?
Most definitely.
So I think back of the artist that we had access to.
Mm-hmm.
We had access to Thomas Rhett and his wife.
We did,
right?
Yeah.
3 months ago? Not that this would have affected the voting on this particular situation.
But to put it into perspective.
If an artist is making themselves more available to that radio station for interviews or for things like 8-Man Jam and this like that, I think that would sway that programmer's vote for that particular radio station,
absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely.
And maybe Eric is not doing that. You know, is he on, has he ever done like an 8-Man Jam? Has he ever done like a Not So Silent Night? Has he ever done anything at the request of the station? I don't think we've ever had him on the phone.
I've never talked to him other than one time at his meet and greet. And I felt like
which he didn't even talk then though.
No, I felt like I was on a conveyor belt.
Yeah.
Like, oh, hey, but cheese, bye. And that's, he was late. I'm going to give him credit. He was very late.
Yeah,
but.
And they got to go through the line and stuff like
that. Yeah.
But that may play into it, but I don't think Carrie makes herself that available either.
No.
So that threw that whole scenario and that assumption out, you know, when I was looking at that thing.
But even like Thomas Rhett, he was so accessible. Even this year, when Lauren's book came out, he was like, hey, I'm going to do a radio tour. It doesn't really matter if I don't have anything to promote, yeah. but I'm going to promote my wife and talk to the radio stations. That's a big deal.
Yeah.
So I am very interested to see what happens with the CMAs and the ACMs 2021, because 2020 has been a crazy year.
Yeah.
You know, I think you really have to take into account what they've done on social.
There hasn't been. That will be interesting to see what happens. I mean, the CMAs are coming up in November.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, this entire year, there hasn't been any concerts. So,
no.
So did the programmers or the voters take into account, like you said, everything that's been done on social?
I think they should. And if they do, if they do it and they really, truly look at what has been done, what's been released, who's been truly entertaining in this dire time of need, Luke Combs is going to sweep it.
I don't know about Luke.
Yeah.
He's done a lot of stuff for the Man Cave, but has he done a drive-in movie, drive-in concert? Look at Blake. Look at Kane Brown and Lauren, what they're doing coming up next Saturday.
But they haven't done anything else. Blake. Maybe Luke is just not, like he had, you know, he was dealing with the ACMs, he was getting married, he was doing all these other things that maybe could have prevented him from doing a drive-in. But when it comes down to when it was, we were in a time of critical need of entertainment in quarantine,
okay, so,
Luke was there.
So I agree, as was Blake and Gwen. They were doing lots of stuff.
I don't think as much as Luke was, though.
You don't?
No, I don't.
Okay.
And I know Garth did his own stuff. I mean, I'm heated about it. This
Garth
topic
did a
really
lot of
irritates
stuff.
Me.
So, but Garth has already pulled himself out of the entertainer
Yeah,
not
he's
just
not
with
nominated.
The ACMs, right?
Yeah, he wasn't even nominated. So
he's not nominated. Do we have Oh, we do have the nominations.
We have CMA
for CMAs.
Nominees. Yeah. And Luke Combs is up for entertainment. Luke Combs was nominated in every category that he was eligible for. Same with Miranda.
Yeah.
Luke had 6 nominations and Miranda had 7. So, but I mean, and there's the other thing is Miranda hasn't done really anything for anyone in 2020.
Dragged her trailer around. Her and her husband, they've been camping.
Right. And I don't really blame her. But Luke has really been there for people when they needed it.
Yeah.
But Blake Shelton was snubbed. He's not even nominated.
That's right.
For a CMA.
He's not.
So you pull that out.
Gosh, I forgot those nominations were out.
Yeah.
I was so engulfed in the ACM thing that I forgot these were out.
We bet on the CMAs.
Yeah.
That's right.
We predicted.
That's
what's
right. I
happen.
Did choose Luke Combs for the entertainer, didn't
you
I?
Did.
Who
yeah.
did you go? You went.
I think we unanimously picked Luke.
You didn't go Miranda?
No, I did not.
Oh,
wait, did I? No,
it was like Luke, Luke, and Luke.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, right. I think it was something
well,
else.
Kind of
we
a crappy
differed
bet.
On.
Nobody loses.
But we voted on multiple ones.
Okay.
Multiple categories.
All right. Yeah. So entertainer of the year for the CMAs, which are coming up on November 11th. Eric Church, Luke Combs, Miranda Lambert, Carrie Underwood, and Keith Urban. Dude, if there's another tie,
Carrie's, you're going to see a whole other side of me.
Yeah.
Because that right there will prove that it's a pure political move.
Yeah.
There's no audience. Like you said earlier this morning, there's no audience in the crowd. So this is the time to pull.
It was safe.
Honestly, a bullshit political move.
It totally was.
Yeah.
There's no way they'd allow that to happen if there was going to be a live audience in Vegas.
Yeah. And honestly, the probable ratio of actually those two tying, I don't believe it.
Yeah.
I don't believe it.
It will be interesting to see how the CMAs do their awards. It'll probably be very similar to the ACMs because, I mean, the election's over November 3rd. Trump's been saying a vaccine by the end of October. But, I mean, that is way too close to that, you know?
Who knows?
They're going to do like what some of the football stadiums are doing, you know, a socially distanced crowd.
I would rather that than have what the ACMs had. Now, I am happy that they did what they did. It gave us something. It gave us a need and a want.
Mm-hmm.
But I would rather have just the artists there supporting each other, social distance, maybe a couple of like industry folk, you know, around. Have them social distance and have that crowd and some of that energy.
Yeah.
You know?
We'll see. See how the CMAs do it.
It was just blech at the end of every performance. They're just like, oh, I wish grandpa's never died.
Well, they should have piped in some fake crowd noise at the ACMs. They should have, especially when they announced the winners.
I agree.
You know, and even like America's Got Talent, which was in competition to the ACMs last night, they have the audience on Skype or on Zoom, right? So they have a whole wall of hundreds of AGT fans watching and reacting to the comedy, to the cheers and the boos when the judges say, "I don't know about that performance," and they're like, "Boo!" And you hear it.
Yeah.
Why couldn't they have done that with the ACMs? That'd have been cool.
I don't know. I think they just. There's a part of me that thinks they just wanted to get it done, right? It was not out of the box thinking. It was, let's give them their awards. Let's get it done.
Yeah, because it was 5 months delayed. It was supposed to be April.
Yeah.
You know, so, yeah.
Just get it done and we'll figure it out down the road,
and,
I guess.
Here we are, September, and April's going to come right back around, you know, and it's coming up quick.
It's going to be back-to-back award shows.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It will be.
Crazy.
All right, we got a full wrap up. You can check that out at camel1079.com, but we don't need to run down the winners.
No. I'll just get more irritated.
You can look that up on the internet.
I did not think I was going to get as passionate about this issue as I am.
No, it totally is bullcrap, man. With no crowd there, it was the safe move.
Mm-hmm.
It was a total safe move.
Try to make good on things that you felt you hadn't made good on in the past.
And yeah.
Again.
You've got fans of both sides. Kerry fans, you got Thomas Rhett fans. They would be in that audience.
Mm-hmm.
Both sides would be booing.
Yeah,
both sides.
And then fans of other artists who were nominated booing as well because it's not. No, you don't do that.
Man.
You just be like, it's a 5-way tie. Everybody gets a trophy. Y'all did great.
Dude, just
good job.
To be a fly on the wall in that boardroom when they found out it was a tie. Oh, that would have been amazing.
Or when they decided it was going to be a tie.
When they decided. You know there had to have been discussion. It's like, can we allow this to happen?
Yeah.
There had to have been that discussion. They didn't just look at it and be like, whoop, it's die.
Yeah.
You know,
okay,
there
well,
was discussion. They look at what are the repercussions if we allow this to happen.
And I feel like there was not somebody backboned enough in that room to go, hold on. Do you really think the repercussions of allowing this to happen are going to not outweigh, like,
Then you got Susie Lou over there that's like, well, there's no live crowd. Nobody's going to boo. And then you got somebody over there, you know, Steve, that goes, well, it's also in the rules that both people could win, you know?
Push up the glasses.
I know.
Subchapter 38, paragraph 9, bullet point number 87.
I don't know, man. You know, we are an ACM station, you know, and we're proud to be a part of the Academy of Country Music and all that. And, you know, it's just one of those things that we're able to voice our opinion about that. You know, it's a controversial little thing. I think they should have done something a little bit different. But, you know, it is what it is. Congratulations to Kerry. Congratulations to Thomas, your ACM 2020 Entertainers of the Year.
Yeah. At the end of the day, they're all deserving. And I think... In that room, the Academy did what they felt like they needed to do at the end of the day.
All right. Please don't hate us, ACMs.
Yeah. We love you guys so much.
We hope to see you in Vegas in April. Please don't blackball us.
Please don't blacklist us.
All right. Producer JP, you got some stuff for us? Producer JP's top three to me.
Is there time?
I suppose. Well, hit us with one.
I'll be quick.
All right.
if you don't want saggy boobs, if you're a man or a woman... just make sure that you're not sleeping on your side.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Okay.
They flop.
I better stop laying on my side then.
That's why I'm a back sleeper.
See, I would say that about guys. Don't drink too much beer and exercise, but apparently we can get saggy boobs by doing the same thing as women. So that was
totally.
Something that I thought was interesting.
Yeah, I'd have some perky man boobs. I actually wore a bra. Gravity's taking hold, Cheyenne. They're getting the fold and the crease right underneath here.
At least you know how I feel. The sweat is real.
Oh, boob sweat, man. I hate it.
It's intense. I love this podcast.
All right, go ahead.
I really, really, really want a chicken nugget pillow, and it costs $90 from McDonald's.
Oh, is that a part of the Travis Scott meal
thing? Well, the separate things. He's endorsing different things for McDonald's, but I know I don't need a $90 chicken nugget pillow that's 3 feet, but I want it.
Is it extra plush? Why is it so expensive?
It just looks like a real chicken nugget from McDonald's, and I need that at my house, but I also have a glittery llama. that is pretty much in a closet. I thought that I needed that and spent $40 at the Arizona State Fair.
Well, so, Easton is glad you have the glittery llama. He's obsessed with this
that
thing.
That comes out whenever you visit.
Oh, yeah. My gosh. Yama? Yama? Where's the Yama?
The new spicy chicken McNuggets came out of McDonald's yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And I on the app, I saw it online, so I went and bought them. So on the app, when you buy them, you also got a free six-piece regular chicken McNugget.
Okay.
Right? And they call this some like spicy assurance or something like that, because if you didn't like the spicy, you can just go back to the regular. So they gave you the free ones.
Oh, right? That was nice.
Which, they're all right. They got a kick to them.
They're
all right. Yeah.
Not like their spicy other things.
The spicy chicken or whatever.
Yeah.
I don't even know if they have a spicy chicken thing.
Don't you?
At Mickey D's?
Yeah.
Yeah, they got it.
Okay.
I really want to try their Chips Ahoy McFlurry.
Oh, that looks good.
Yeah.
But I went to the regular chicken McNugget, but they don't taste the same as I remember. I haven't had chicken McNuggets in forever. And to me, it just came off as like they changed since I was a kid.
No, because they probably have. That was like a decade ago.
No. No, but they changed a little bit. They changed a little bit, man. I don't know.
Yeah.
Either that or I just have grown out of a taste of chicken McNuggets, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know. All right, man. What else you got?
2020 has been a year. That's just obvious. But 38% of people miss this about going to work. What do you think it is?
Drama.
Ding, 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 ding.
Is it drama?
Office drama.
Yes.
How would you miss that? I stay away from that.
Because I think people, it gives people something to do. They're just curious about other people and they like to talk about it.
Takes their mind off work.
Yeah.
It's a little more exciting to be at work.
I mean, I get it. Yeah, exactly.
You love the gossip? You love the drama?
It's not that I love it, but I get it.
I enjoyed nobody being here.
Oh, this has been phenomenal. It's just us.
Not having the awkward walks down the long hallway.
Oh, yeah.
Where you're like walking towards each other.
I was just walking to the bathroom and Nico from Cool kept popping his head out of the door to like stare at me. And then he'd close the door real quick. And then he'd pop his head out again. And then he'd close it real quick. And then finally I was like, what are you doing? Stop watching me walk to the bathroom.
That's creepy. I don't creep on people. But I do miss people in the building and be able to high five and chest bump and just goof around and be loud and rowdy.
Just at random times in the hallway?
Yeah, I was like that in high school too. You would just check your friend into a locker. Be like, oh man, I got you.
Were you voted class clown?
No, but my buddy Peter Man was.
Oh, that makes sense. I don't know Peter Man, but I feel like that's something he would be voted for.
Interesting. Yeah. I don't know. So here, when people get back in the building, what do they say, in January?
Yeah, if they even, I'm pretty sure our company is going to allow sales to be able to work from home and just kind of have the building as their like home base, basically. And as long as they're getting their work done and, you know, fulfilling quotas, they're going to be able to stay at home.
See, I wouldn't mind working from home. The only thing that I hated about working from home with this show is that when we're doing a show, you got to see people. You got to be able to talk. You know,
I need to
person.
Be near you. Yeah.
I got to have my finger on the buttons over here and be able to take phone calls and stuff like that. But if I was in sales and all you were doing was email, phone call, and maybe popping in on a client.
Oh, I'd be at home all day.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, yeah. There'd be no argument for me.
I'd be in my underwear since March.
Yeah.
Business from the waist up.
Hopefully, when you visited that client, you put something a little more on. But that would be pretty cool.
Yeah.
I think it would.
I agree.
Unless you're like in a corner of your bedroom doing it. I feel like you'd have to have your own like office.
Honestly, because that's how when we were at home in quarantine, that's where my setup was the corner of my room.
Yeah, see, that would get a little much.
It was.
Yeah.
I didn't really have I had to make sure my bed was always made and, you know, you couldn't see anything. And it was just very prison-y.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, it'll be good to finally see people again, but I don't know. I just enjoy the lack of people in this building. And plus, we don't have to have all those meetings.
Yeah, and you know? It's like a nice little Christmas surprise when you see somebody you haven't seen in a while.
Totally.
Yeah.
100%.
They can stay home. Stay home.
And then there's so much to talk about when you don't see them all the time.
Right.
When you see them every day, then you're like, you know, you're trying to come up with something real quick to say. You know?
How are the kids? Same as they were yesterday. Thanks for asking.
All right. Good stuff. All right. I know you got to take your kid to preschool. Is that done? You finally have a babysitter after
She's
today?
She's finally
what?
Back tomorrow.
All right, good.
Thank the good Lord.
Easton has been in here all week, and I feel like he was here all last week,
He's
too.
Been here for two weeks.
Has it been 2 weeks?
Yes.
Man.
I am going insane.
Yeah. Because he's here, and he's just in the side room watching his tablet.
Yeah.
And once you get the opportunity to get out of here and take her to preschool, so he's just sitting in there for, what, 5 hours every morning.
Yeah, and he is over it. He is done. Doesn't want to be here anymore.
He's over it. Mama's over it.
Yeah. My right. anxiety level is, like, through the roof when he's here.
Yeah.
So I'm, yeah.
Well, because you're constantly worried about it. I mean, yeah. JP's trying to be in there and do work, and Easton's
and
in there.
And JP's been great with him being in there. I mean, I'm so appreciative of you guys being flexible when I don't.
So I heard JP's going to be sending you a mail or invoicing you or something for
honestly, I wouldn't
duties.
Be. This, what I, even when he watched, him and Heidi watched the boys when I went to go golf, I was like, just put it on my bill, and I'll pay you back when you guys have kids.
I love being Uncle JP.
I know you do, and I appreciate it so much. It makes my life so much easier.
He's been my little helper in the next room.
When you say helper,
that.
When you say helper, what do you mean by helper?
He just makes me smile every day. I go in there, and I go, Easton, repeat after me. He goes, okay. I go, my name's Easton. He goes, my name is Easton, and I'm a silly goose. He goes, no, you're a silly goose.
So when JP has kids,
yeah,
karma will come around.
Yeah.
And I go, Easton, are we friends? No. Well, then what am I? He goes, you're silly goose.
Enjoy it now. You're having a heck of a lot of fun. But yeah, your big old smile and all that's going to go
Easton,
away.
You're a silly goose. No, you're a silly goose. No, you're a silly goose.
All right. Everybody have a good day. Friday tomorrow, man. I'm so excited.
Me
Weekend's
too.
Finally here.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.